T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go, 9:44, 16 before 10, Tuesday morning, May 11th. Hard to believe we're already approaching the mid of May, but we are, the middle of May. We're talking about the Colonial Pipeline hack. As far as I understand, they detected the hack was in place, so they shut it down to keep themselves from being damaged even further, and now they're trying to sort it all out. But the Colonial Pipeline is the country's largest fuel pipeline, it says here, and what effect would that have on us or on the nation as it relates to gasoline, etc.? And we thought we'd invite Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, to talk us through all of this. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. So tell me about this Colonial Pipeline.
So the Colonial Pipeline is a 5,000-plus mile pipeline. It originates in Houston. It cuts through Louisiana, and then from Louisiana, it shoots along the eastern coast of the United States, eventually terminating in New York Harbor. And what's important about this pipeline is it takes all of the gasoline and diesel and jet fuel that we produce right here in the Gulf Coast region in our refining industry, mm-hmm. And it provides that to the markets all along the East Coast. And so as you mentioned, with the pipeline currently being shut down, I think it was shut down on Friday, and the companies indicated that it should hopefully be back online by this weekend or so.
So what does that mean in terms of I don't understand how this whole pipeline works. I don't know if it's a series of like tracks and what exactly is automated where this channel opens and fuel flows here, or that channel opens and fuel flows there. Is it something like that or?
So it's actually one pipeline. And so how these pipelines work is they can ship gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. And so what they'll do is they'll put gasoline in, and then they'll put so much gasoline. And then at some point, then they'll put diesel in there, and then they'll ship so much diesel, and then so much jet fuel, et cetera. And then the person taking the product from the other side of it, they know when to pull out based upon when they put those products in. And so it's a very, engineering feat to make sure that you've got the inputs coming in at the right time, and then the person taking out knows the proper time to take them out in order to get the products that you want.
And I don't want to oversimplify this, Greg, but again, it's the automation that made this vulnerable. And has this always been automated, or at some point were there men and women in overalls doing this stuff?
So the energy sector, and this isn't just the pipeline sector, has become increasingly automated. And really, you hear these terms, the Internet of Things, remote sensing technologies. And what they've done is they've allowed companies to manage way better what's happening on their energy system. So you're able to identify safety concerns more quickly. You're able to cut costs. And just all in all, it allows the system to run way more efficiently. But, of course, the trade-off to that is you have everything on the computer and it's flowing through the Internet. You open yourself up to these ransomware attacks that we saw this last week.
So, yes, it was at one point done by men and women in overalls?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so this pipeline has been going since, I think, the 1960s. So absolutely, this pipeline predates Internet and predates all this remote sensing technology.
And I'm not trying to engage you in a debate. I'm just trying to understand how it works. So when the men and women in the overalls were doing this, we were not vulnerable as it was not vulnerable as it is now. It would have to be a single person or whatever, a saboteur, if you will, to shut something like this down. But I guess subsequently they've determined that the jobs that the people that have been automated out of jobs, even though it's made the whole thing more vulnerable, it was somehow feasible to do that. It was a smart economic decision.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to, again, the 1960s, 1970s, pre-internet, literally to open a valve, you would have to have a person go out there and physically open the thing. And now what you have is you've got, you know, information and data, and to the extent that, of course, there's still physical people that work out on these systems that have allowed that to happen. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed. And
but the corollary would be, if you wanted to close it, a guy would have to go out there and close it too, and you couldn't do it from another country, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So my understanding is that Colonial, they were actually the ones that physically closed the pipeline. Mm-hmm. The company DarkSide, what they had done is stolen a lot of data that made the system vulnerable. And so Colonial said, in order to stop them from further getting this data, we're going to physically shut the pipeline down. So you would need to, I don't know, ask someone technically, and probably no one knows, or it's not public at this point, mm-hmm. whether or not the hackers physically could have shut down the system. I don't actually know the answer to that. But the fact that they were stealing the data was enough to get Colonial to say, hey, we're shutting down the system for these security reasons.
For the conspiracy theorists that are, and believe it or not, they have them over this, that are saying this was all a hoax by the oil companies to raise gas prices. They can pretty well raise the price whenever they want, can't they?
Well, you know, markets are pretty efficient, and you have a lot of actors, both buyers and sellers. And so, mm-hmm. So I don't think that so economists refer to this term of what we call market power. Mm-hmm. And market power is when either a buyer or a seller is large enough in order to move that market price. And what we see in gasoline markets is we really don't have any sellers that are large enough relative to the other sellers to really have that market power and exert that market power. And what's interesting is when you look at the data, and I was just looking at it, you know, a few minutes ago, for gasoline prices, both here in the Gulf Coast and up in New England, they haven't really moved much relative to what you normally see on a day-to-day movement. And so what that tells us is that if the pipeline comes back online by this weekend, which is what Colonial's saying, hopefully any price effects will actually be pretty mitigated. So until we really see that big spike that you're talking about, it'd be hard to think that this was a, you know, kind of conspiracy mm-hmm. by design situation.
So not in terms of technical vulnerability, because we don't know who has what in place, right? But in terms of logistical vulnerability, what is it that concerns you in terms or at least what are the more important pipelines or the things that could most affect our lives if they were hacked or somehow disrupted in terms of energy distribution, like gasoline and so forth?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so the good thing about gasoline distribution is there are actually a lot of different modes of transportation. In particular, so this pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, there's another very large pipeline that runs parallel to it called the Plantation Pipeline, actually. And that pipeline goes from Baton Rouge and goes up to Washington, D.C., so it doesn't make the entire length of it. You also have barges that can move fuel and trucks that can move fuel and these other, you know, modes of transportation. And so I think that's why you've seen prices haven't really moved that much so far. Mm-hmm. But another energy source that I think is also vulnerable, we need to think a lot about, is the electricity system. Mm-hmm. Because unlike liquid fuel that can be stored and transported in different modes, our electricity system is set up in a way that if you had a large ransom situation like this, you could have people out of power immediately. And so that's really an area where I think that cybersecurity is talked about all the time. And these companies are extremely concerned about this exact kind of incidents.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Tommy.
And try to stay dry. Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. And you can...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.